Hello, I'm Dorothy Engelman. Welcome to the Get the Facts podcast, a special five-part audio information series designed to help you make the IT platform decision that's right for your business. I'd also like to invite you to visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Today on Get the Facts, we're going to talk about reliability. An unreliable computing platform can wreak havoc on an organization. Downtime and maintenance difficulties leads to business delays that can frustrate employees, customers, and partners. To discuss the reliability of IT platforms, we have with us in the studio Darren Massel, Director of Platform Strategy at Microsoft Canada, and on the line from Winnipeg, Don Reese, Director of IT at Pembina Trail School Division, who will discuss the IT challenge his organization faced finding the right platform when dealing with the merger of two distinct school boards. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Super. My first question is for you, Darren. Darren, can you just give us kind of an overall answer on the reliability of IT platforms? Just how important is it?
Well, Dorothy, a reliable and predictable IT platform is extremely important for any business, especially organizations that are really on the cusp of change and are pushing their businesses forward. When we look at the overall quality of technology, it's improved considerably over the years, but customer expectations for having a really end-to-end reliable solution has grown even faster. When I talk to our customers, they really talk about how technology manages businesses, business processes, and tasks that are really mission critical to their organization. And as these organizations grow, what worked for them in the past may no longer meet the business demands in the future. So it's really important to look beyond this, you know, simple uptime statistic for something like an operating system kernel and consider the reliability and predictability as business requirements change within that organization. Thus, the IT infrastructure needs to evolve as well.
Right. Now, do you use research in your work? I'm assuming you do a lot of research in terms of trying to understand and uncover what people are looking for in terms of reliability.
Most definitely. I mean, in order to get an insight into the technology characteristics that are really going to impact a system's reliability and help IT managers and decision makers make informed decisions, we look at research. And an example is a study done by Security Innovations, who really went out and compared the reliability and manageability of a typical enterprise e-commerce solution built on the Windows Server platform versus the same solution built on Novell's SUSE Linux operating system. So what this study did was evaluated both a Linux and Microsoft implementation in a simulated environment over a one-year life cycle as the business requirements for that specific e-commerce solution evolved during that time. What was interesting is the study found that the Windows Server operating system was more reliable as enterprise needs changed over this time, and on average, the Linux administrators took 68% longer to administer their e-commerce site than the Windows administrators. It was also interesting, a fact from the study showed that only one of the three Linux administrators that were used as a sample case were actually successful in meeting all the business requirements, in part because the Linux solution experienced many more system breakages when implementing the new requirements than what we saw with the Windows environment. So in particular, the Linux solution required just under 5 times the number of patches and experienced 14 critical breakages, while when we looked at the Windows-based solution, it experienced none during the same one-year simulation.
Wow. So it sounds like the evaluation process when looking at a platform is really important, but it's pretty complicated. Where do you begin?
Well, there's a wide range of IT platforms that organizations can choose from, and IT managers really need to go beyond the hype of the different solution offerings and really look at IT systems holistically. This includes looking at things like system uptime. Again, as part of the Security Innovations report, they recommended that IT managers look at solutions that use organization-specific criteria to really help them assess and understand the stability that they're going to require in their computing environment.
That's interesting. Now, could you explain to me the difference between solution-specific and organizational-specific criteria, and why are they important when looking at platforms?
Right. It's just two ways of looking at what you need to do when evaluating solutions. When you look at solution-specific criteria, this requires IT managers to analyze the track record of an entire platform, or really that software stack, and not just the individual tools or components that are part of it. If you're to counter that and look at it from an organizational specific criteria and how that changes, it's really empowering IT managers to assess the organization requirements over time and look at how the solution needs to meet today's requirements, but also walk themselves into the future to understand what they're going to need at a future point in time as their business grow and their requirements evolve. So oftentimes organizations fall into a trap picking a solution that's right today, maybe not right for tomorrow, and maybe not familiar with the current staff that they have.
Okay, but what if a company doesn't have that in-house expertise? How do they manage to maintain those solutions?
Well, at that point, IT managers really need to look at the different alternatives to meet those requirements and factor in costs for external consultants or additional training that they need before they make their final decision. Pembina Trail School Division actually took this approach in their implementation.
Boy, there's a great segue. Don, let's talk to you about your amalgamation. So Pembina Trails Division is the result of the amalgamation of two school divisions. Can you just tell us about the transition that you had to go through?
Sure, Dorothy. The Pembina Trails School Division was created in July of 2002. That was created through the amalgamation of two separate Winnipeg school divisions, the Assiniboine South School Division and the Fort Garry School Division. Fortunately, they were similar in culture and had similar values. There's 33 schools, kindergarten to secondary, and the population's just under 14,000.
Must have been quite a job from an IT perspective. Were both schools using different structures? What was in place when you started?
Following the amalgamation, we had a mixture of operating systems. We had one decentralized system and a centralized system running Macintosh, Linux, Unix, and Windows operating systems. And to compound it, it was all running on aging clone hardware. We didn't have high confidence in our systems, and we felt that we had to get that in shape as the foundation before rolling out any new software.
Right. So what steps did you take to address that?
Well, we sat down and did quite a bit of planning and decided that we needed to have a cyclic replacement cycle so that we could have reliable systems to work on. And on top of that, we said pedagogically the most sound method was to have a consistent operating system for the desktop machines as well as a consistent office suite. And we thought that Microsoft Windows was the most intuitive operating system, and Microsoft Office was the best office suite.
So you decided to standardize on Microsoft. What were the decisions that led you to make that decision?
Well, the reason that we decided to go that way was, although we had two CNAs, two certified Novell administrators, and we had technicians who could work with Linux, we felt that supporting those operating systems would be difficult in the long run. Although Novell is less expensive to purchase outright because of the client licenses, the long-term support for it and the downtime, being able to maintain it with our technicians ended up being more expensive. And with all the various flavors of Linux, we were concerned that we may not be able to support it long-term if we had a staff turnover or relying on a non-standard operating system.
Wow. So obviously cost was a huge benefit for you in making this decision. What were some of the other benefits that you derived from the consolidation on a Microsoft platform?
Well, there's a lot of reasons that we decided Microsoft was the best way to go for us. The structure and functionality of Active Directory let us leverage the experience of our network administrators to be able to access desktop machines virtually to complete repairs. In fact, we've actually decreased the number of technicians that we have doing those, going out and actually doing repairs on software fixes. Also, with our mixed environment in the past, we had problems patching machines, keeping everything up to date. We had actually had to use third-party outsourcing to keep things working. With everything running Microsoft, we find that there's much less downtime. The other problem that we had was consistency in interface with students and teachers. With a unified Microsoft platform, pedagogically speaking, it's much more sound to have everyone see the same intuitive interface, and it's the one that everyone's kind of grown up with and is comfortable with. So once that was unified, we felt that we were able to move to that stability where we weren't worried about machines working or networks working so much as how, what we were going to use them for to teach kids. It also let our staff feel comfortable to start using the technology tools to collaborate and share information between staff members and student. And in the long run, it increased productivity across the entire organization. I would say that now we focus more on how we use the technology, not on how we keep the technology running.
I'm just wondering if there was a couple of pieces of advice you'd give to somebody out there trying to make an IT platform choice, what would you say to them?
I would say that they should think hard about leveraging the operating system knowledge that their technicians have, and Windows support technicians are ubiquitous in the technology environment. I would say that they should be careful when they consider the cost of purchasing operating systems and implementing them, that look at the long term, look at the total cost of ownership. I mean, you can do things that appear to be inexpensive to start with, for instance, open source like Linux, but they become programmer specific. There's many flavors, and it's difficult for a new programmer to support the scripting that a previous programmer may have created.
What kind of reaction did you get from the teachers and students? What have been the reviews coming back?
Well, it's actually gratifying to see students and teachers using a very intuitive operating system on the desktop, feeling comfortable to be completely confident that their files are going to be there, that their connectivity is there, that they can do the lesson plans, that complete the lesson plans that they are prepared for, in a reliable, robust, secure environment. So what I would say is that the picture I have is that the technology became transparent and the actual pedagogy, the learning and teaching, is what went to the forefront.
And it sounds like you delivered that for Pembina. Do you think so, Don?
Absolutely. And in fact, even a step further, many of the other partnerships that we have with hardware vendors work better because we're using a reliable, tested Windows operating system.
Thanks so much, Don and Darren. We really appreciate you taking the time to share your knowledge and experience with us.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Dorothy.
For more information on the Pembina Trails migration and to receive a complimentary copy of the report by Security Innovation, visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts. Well, this is the fifth and final podcast in our Get the Facts series. We hope that what you've heard helps you make the IT platform decision that's right for your business. And be sure to visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. I'm Dorothy Engelman. Thanks for listening.